And you are seeing some of those ridiculous examples on the screen right now as I scroll down into some of these comparisons between the models. So you have some pretty insane things that happen with the human anatomy in these generations, or objects in the generations and all of that. VideoJam seeks to integrate the appearance and the motion of these elements in a generation into a unified representation, which significantly improves the fluidity and the naturalness of the complex motions in these generated videos. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, back today with an episode that I am super pumped to be talking to you about, mostly because we're talking about video generation, and particularly a technology or framework from Meta AI that could solve some of the last true problems that video generation models face. So today, again, we're going to be talking about VideoJam, and this is a new video generation framework that is super technical and still in a research phase, unfortunately, so we can't test it out or use it today. But at the end of our overview of the technology, we are going to check out some of the demos and examples of what this framework is able to do, particularly what it is able to do in generating videos that include extremely dynamic and extremely complex motion and physics. The example that we used in a previous video generation episode was actually a snowboarder performing tricks on a half pipe, and that was based off of another example that I found on X from @DDDoss, I believe was that user's name, where they described gymnastics as being a great Turing test for these video generation models. So again, we went with snowboarding. They went with gymnastics. One of the examples here on the webpage that we'll check out in a second is figure skating. And one is, in fact, skateboarding, a great parallel to the snowboarding example. And actually, I think what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and share my screen now for anybody who is watching along, and you can get an idea of what this technology is able to do while I'm overviewing it. And then for people who are listening, we'll go in and describe some of the videos and some of the examples at the end of our episode. So one is skateboarding, a great parallel to the snowboarding example that we used. So we can kind of see how I think VideoJam would handle that snowboarding prompt as well. And I think you'll be equally as impressed as I was with these examples that you're seeing right now. And for you listeners, if you need to skip ahead to the end of the episode to hear about some of these examples, I understand. Otherwise, check out the github.io link in the show notes to watch the examples as you listen along. So let's get into a little bit of an overview of the VideoJam technology. Again, super cutting edge framework that is specifically designed to enhance the motion, adherence, and coherence in many of these extremely dynamic motion-heavy video generations, which is a critical challenge in these generative video models. If you've seen, again, some of our previous episodes, you know how ridiculous the results can get in some of these generations, and you are seeing some of those ridiculous examples on the screen right now as I scroll down into some of these comparisons between the models. So you have some pretty insane things that happen with the human anatomy in these generations, or objects in the generations and all of that. VideoJam seeks to integrate the appearance and the motion of these elements in a generation into a unified representation, which significantly improves the fluidity and the naturalness of the complex motions in these generated videos. So let's get into some of these key features about VideoJam. First, that unified appearance motion representation that I just mentioned. Now, on its surface, it sounds super simple, but in a traditional AI video generation model, they actually treat motion as secondary. First, they focus on the image adherence and the image coherence, and then they add the physics and the motion afterwards, which is the reason we get some of these very ugly, very disturbing, in some cases, dynamic videos. And VideoJam actually merges the two, the image adherence and the motion adherence, into what they call a single latent representation during its training, which ensures that both aspects are being optimized simultaneously. So it sounds intuitive on its face, but it is an alternative way to build out these models. Cut here. You're no longer focusing extremely heavily on the image and not at all on the motion, or at least not until secondary on the motion, and avoids the trade-off between fidelity and clearness with physics and motion of these traditional models. It also has an inner guidance system, which dynamically adjusts the predictions that motions are going to take, or the predictions that the model will form about motions in its generations. And it actually evolves and can update those predictions based on the model's evolving understanding of motion. So as the model continues to generate, it's going to get better. And this iterative improvement is really what's going to really send us flying into the future of AI. Artificial general intelligence, artificial super intelligence. Once these AI systems and these AI coders specifically can improve iteratively, which they are very close to being able to do. It's kind of game over as far as a race to AGI and ASI is concerned, as far as, in my opinion anyway. Okay, continuing on with the features of the model. The framework is extremely efficient and versatile. It's very lightweight, so it doesn't require a bunch of additional data or a huge model architecture update or changes. It can be easily integrated into existing models just by refocusing on enhancing motion quality. So I think that is going to be huge for us users of these video generation models in the near future. Hopefully this technology can find its way into the popular models. We'll talk about the availability of the framework, and it's somewhat limited at this point. So again, hopefully it can find its way into the user sphere soon. So this efficiency and this versatility, this shared focus on motion and fidelity have led to some incredible results as far as the state-of-the-art performance of this generation framework goes, beating the leaders in the industry that we've talked about multiple times in quality benchmarks. So OpenAI's Sora or Kling AI or Runway's Gen 3, all of which we tested in our snowboarding prompt episode, are going to fail at that adherence much more than VideoJam. And it's achieving these results using only 3 million training samples, which is less than 3% of the data typically required by comparable models. So again, this revolutionary shift to unified appearance and motion representation appears to really solve a lot of the issues without the need to max out training or performance. Now, again, unfortunately, we cannot quite test VideoJam yet. It's available only as an academic research initiative, and it's not going to be, or at least there's no plans for it to be, a standalone product or public API yet. Meta has not announced any plans anyway for any consumer-facing platform. But again, hopefully the open source nature and the research nature of this framework means it's going to find its way into the platforms that we do use. So hopefully Sora and Kling and Runway are all working on implementing this framework into their models, which after seeing these results, I would imagine that they are. So that's going to suggest some potential wide availability and some potential vast improvements in our video generation models in the near future. So we definitely cannot wait to see those here on the AI Marketing Navigator. So for anyone who is just listening along and hasn't been able to check out the VideoJam GitHub page with the examples, the first one we're looking at here, at least the one I'm looking at right now, is the skateboarder. And the skateboard motion, the limbs and the legs of the skateboarder are all represented very smoothly and very accurately throughout the trick. It actually looks like a skateboard trick. I'm not an expert by any means, but the prompt, just a skateboarder performs a jump. I think this will give you a lot better idea or a very good idea of how much better this framework would have handled our snowboarding prompt as well. And I can't wait to see and compare those results. A couple more examples here are a figure skater doing a very complex motion or trick. One is a squirrel sliding down a water slide. And then towards the bottom of the page here is another really cool way just to see how much this framework improves these models. So it gives you a nice side-by-side of all of these popular models, and then it shows the VideoJam example and how much better it is. So definitely check out the link in the show notes to the research paper. It will show you just how game-changing this new approach to video generation is. Now, there is also a bunch of technical information here on this github.io page, so absolutely do a deep dive to educate yourself on this impressive technology. But for those of you who don't need to know exactly how the tool works and are just users of these Gen AI tools, we now have a very much improved future to look forward to in regards to AI video generation. And you have to hand it to Meta AI, regardless of your opinions of the Meta company or Mark Zuckerberg. Meta AI continues to be a leader in open source, specifically open source AI advancement and innovation. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.